from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Some shows talk about one team.
Other shows barely talk sports. This show,
we'll talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, and Bucks
every day. This show will talk sports
every day. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Served up by Wendy's.
Download the Wendy's app today
on 1250 AM, The Fan.
It is time again, hour number two, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Chicago Charlie tried to use another side of the glass. I was just flipping channels here on the TV and reminded me of a story that came out, I think it was Friday, Saturday, something like that, that Michael Irvin is out an NFL Network, and they were getting rid of that NFL Access show as well. Then there was talk about NFL Network and ESPN possibly getting in bed together and kind of joining forces. There are certain things I'll never understand. How you can be a billion, multi-billion dollar industry like the NFL and you can't afford to run a TV network. Do you understand that?
I do not, but I also don't understand a lot of the things the NFL does.
So. Yeah, but I mean, I understand if, you know, you run a business, let's say it's a restaurant or a clothing store, whatever, and, you know, nobody's buying anything from you and you're not serving but more than two people a night for food or whatever, and you go out of business. Okay, clearly, I understand, right? If, you know, you work in the media or whatever, and your show is not being sold, or your TV station or radio station isn't doing well in sales, and they make cuts. Okay, fine. I understand. I get what is going on. It makes all the sense in the world. There are a lot of reasons why people get fired that I understand. The NFL Network and the NFL doesn't make any sense to me. Now, if the plan is the NFL Network essentially is going to become ESPN's darling, and ESPN eventually is going to run the NFL Network, and it's going to be a cross of talent and so forth, then that, I guess, makes sense if they're just going to completely offload it, and they've got to get payroll down to a certain point to where ESPN wants it before they'll do it or whatever. We'll see, but I was surprised by them eliminating TV shows on the NFL Network. I feel like they do a pretty good job over there. I don't know. It's not like I watch a ton of NFL Network necessarily, but I feel like they do a pretty good job. Okay, let's talk about the Milwaukee Bucks before we get to Adam Stanovich, whose presser was earlier today, Packers offensive coordinator. Josh Vernier, by the way, Royals insider, 610 Sports Radio in KC. The original, one of the originals from the Wendy's Big Show back in the day when we started the show in the afternoon. He joins us at 4:20. And get his thoughts on Brewers and Royals coming up. That series starts today, so we'll talk more Brewers with him. Charlie's a bartender, as we've talked about. So I don't know what type of conversations Charlie runs himself into being at the bar. I guarantee you they're about to change as more and more people know that he's on the radio and he listened to the show. More and more people will be yelling at Charlie about me being an idiot or something we talked about on the show or guests that we had on or a caller. And Charlie's going to live this life even when he's at his other job constantly. That's how this is going to go. He's soon going to really just grow to hate it. Mark my words. He's going to be like, oh my God, I can't get away from this show. But when I'm out, I don't work a second job, but when I'm out and people see me or know who I am or whatever, or friends texting me or family members, like over the weekend, my brother comes up to me. Should have just kept Bud. Griffin. I should have just kept Griffin at that point. Why bother with Doc? He had a worse record than Adrian Griffin. So then I have to have the conversation. So then after that, well, then why did they even get rid of Bud? Okay, yeah. Fine. Fair point. I got nothing for you. And it's just constant. It's always has been a thing for the last, I don't know, month and a half from Bucks fans and sports fans that are constantly arguing over who the head coach of this team should be. This is what I want. Can we create a poll question for this? Okay. Poll question. Can you do poll questions on Facebook? I should probably know. You don't know either. We'll see if you can do a poll question on Facebook. So poll question on Twitter at 1250 AM The Fan and hopefully on Facebook if Charlie over there can figure it out. Who would you want coaching the Bucks next season? Next season. They're paying all three guys. So who would you want coaching the Bucks next season? I think Bud is probably being done paid after this year. But Adrian Griffin, who they're definitely still paying. Doc Rivers, who they're definitely still paying. Or Mike Budenholzer. If you had your choice, if you got to go to Bucks ownership and they say, hey, look, it doesn't really matter. We're paying all these dudes anyhow. Who do you want? We'll give you whoever you want to be the head coach of this team. Who do you want? Do you want Griffin back again? Because they were winning with Griffin. They were the two seed. Do you want Doc Rivers, the guy that's won a championship and it's established that came in, changed the offense, changed the defense, talks about plans of how much better this team will be next year once he gets a full training camp with these guys and so forth? Or would you rather go back to the days of Mike Budenholzer, who never, ever, ever had a star player to put with Giannis like Damian Lillard? He never got to coach a team like that. The closest he got to that was Drew Holiday, and Drew Holiday was the clear third on that Bucks roster behind Giannis and Chris Middleton. So Budenholzer never had that type of talent. Budenholzer now, apparently, is a candidate for the Lakers job, which is quite funny to me considering his assistant, Darvin Ham, just got fired from there. But now he's going to be a possibility? I don't quite understand that necessarily. But anyways, so apparently he's a candidate for the Lakers job. Who would you want coaching this Bucks team next season? Griffin, Budenholzer, or Doc Rivers? 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. I will say that after hearing and reading the Giannis comments after they got rid of Adrian Griffin, Griffin is not even a consideration for me. No chance. Zero chance. I want to go back to Adrian Griffin after hearing everything Giannis had to say. So that's done. I don't even know if he'll coach again in the NBA, to be honest with you. If anybody that reads those quotes from Giannis, I don't know how anybody puts him in charge again. Assistant coach? I'm sure he'll be an assistant coach for as long as he wants to be. Head coach? I don't know if he gets another chance. Then it comes down to Doc Rivers or Mike Budenholzer. Now, if you know me, you know I was never a gigantic Budenholzer fan to begin with. Never at any point. Was I really on the Budenholzer bandwagon? I did say when they won the championship that night in that postgame show that now he gets at least 3 to 5 more years. No matter what happens, he gets 3 to 5 more years. Regardless if you like him or you don't like him, he won a championship. So you got to give him his props and say, you're the man, bud. You got it done. Here you go. And they did. They gave him a contract extension. I don't know if they really wanted to, but they did. Because he can't fire somebody that just won a championship. That can't be a thing. Then he goes through what? Middleton gets hurt in the Boston series the next year. And then Giannis gets hurt in the Miami series last year. Bud's brother dies tragically in that series. Bud misses no games, coaches through it. No chance I would be able to. Coaches through it, and then he gets fired. Not good. Meanwhile, the Bucks then get a change. They go with Adrian Griffin. We know how that turns out. And then they get Doc Rivers out of the TV booth, who has won a championship and has struggled to do anything, really, in the playoffs since then. Which is, in my opinion, kind of like having another Bud, to a certain degree. Bud got criticized for not making adjustments or enough adjustments, even though he did on that playoff run make adjustments. Every series, he made adjustments. But even though he got criticized for not making adjustments, Doc also has been criticized for not making enough adjustments in a series. And that's why they lose series. Now, nobody talks about the injuries that have played in Doc Rivers' basketball teams in which he's lost the series. But they have played into it. If I was picking from these three guys of who I'd want, I think I'd want Doc Rivers first. And Budenholzer would be my second one. And Griffin would definitely be third as far as who I'd want to coach this Bucks team right now. Doc 1, Bud 2, Griffin 3. Who is it for you? 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. You figured out on Facebook too, Charlie?
I don't think you can do it on Facebook, but I got it up on Twitter, so it's rolling on Twitter right now.
How me, Sam Hell, can you have Facebook and not be able to put a poll question up on Facebook? That dude's worth a ton of money. He couldn't find somebody smart enough to figure out how to put a poll question on Facebook? No, we must be missing something. Somebody help us. So there's got to be a way to put a poll question on Facebook. How could you run that thing for all these years and nobody's ever wanted to post a poll question on Facebook for anything? Like, hey, what do I get my kid for his birthday? Baseball, football, or whatever. Nobody's ever wanted to do that as a parent to put up a poll question. That's never been a thing. Nobody else puts up poll questions other than people that have Twitter. You must know. Come on. There's got to be a way to do it. 414.
I'll keep researching.
No, somebody call in and help him. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. Hey, Wendy's new breakfast burrito, a full-blown breakfast, rolled to perfection. Right now at Wendy's, kickstart your morning with a new breakfast burrito. This isn't your average breakfast burrito. We're talking 6 strips of bacon, seasoned potatoes, 2 fresh cracked eggs, and 2 slices of cheese, all wrapped up into a warm flour tortilla. It's a complete breakfast in one hand, ready to go anywhere you go. Introducing Wendy's new breakfast burrito. Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM The Fan. Thanks for tuning in here on a Monday. Beautiful Monday outside. Chicago Charlie Usen producing the show, Other Side of the Glass. Still to come, Adam Stanovich, Packers offensive coordinator. He talked a little bit earlier today. We'll hear from him coming up in the next segment. Also, Josh Vernier, Royals insider from 610 Sports Radio and KC at 420. And we're hoping Rich Bisaccia talks at some point today. I haven't looked to see if he's talked yet or not. Packers special teams coordinator is supposed to talk today, too. So if he does, we'll get that. Plus some of this Tom Brady roast that happened last night. We'll get into that at 4 o'clock. Asking you right now, who would you want coaching the Bucks next season? Pretty simple question. Who would you want coaching the Bucks next season? 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. That is where the poll question is residing currently. What say you, Chicago Charlie? Doc Rivers, Mike Budenholzer, Adrian Griffin. How would you line them up in order?
Definitely not Adrian Griffin. He's definitely third.
He's definitely third, okay.
I think there was just too much going on off the basketball court that was an issue that just it wouldn't work if you brought him back or if he was in this position again. Doc and Mike is a little bit of a toss up for me. I think I just don't think we've seen enough of Doc Rivers as the coach of this team yet to fully say that I'm out on him. But then also with Coach Bud, I think we saw enough success to say I'm pretty confident that this team would still be successful if Coach Budenholzer was still the head coach. So with that, I think just because of that, I'd go Coach Bud 1, Doc Rivers 2.
Yeah, see, and to me, again, when we talk about this, the only reason I'm saying Doc Rivers 1 and Bud 2 is because Doc has worked with these superstar-type egos in the past. Middleton obviously has an ego. We all have egos. But I don't think it's to that level. Drew Holiday, I'm not quite sure it was to that level. Lillard, I would imagine it's to that level. And Giannis, obviously, to a degree, is to that level. Doc worked with, you know, dealing with Blake Griffin and Chris Paul and dealing with Paul Pierce and getting KG, who was an established superstar, getting Ray Allen, who was an established star, putting him with a young rookie in Rajon Rondo, who had his own things going on in his head, and then trying to make all of that work and mesh together to get on the same page to win a championship. Doc has experience with that. That's why I like Doc for this team right now as we currently sit. Now, we don't know, you know, if Brook Lopez will be back. We don't know if Bobby Portis will be back. We don't know what the rest of this roster is going to look like. But even having said that, say they, it all stays the same, I still like Doc over Bud for that main reason. Because there's definitely going to be egos that will have to be massaged depending on what this offense looks like next year and where the shots are coming from. I think for certain, Giannis is going to get his, Lillard's going to get his. Then how do you massage Middleton? How do you massage Brook Lopez or Bobby Portis? Or if you acquire a different person to be in this starting lineup to say, yeah, you're going to get yours in spurts and in time, but these other two guys have to get theirs. How do you massage the egos of Giannis and Lillard in fourth quarter situations down the stretch as far as drawing up plays in the last couple of minutes of who's getting what shots and so forth? The psychology aspect of being a coach is gigantic. Phil Jackson wasn't the best X's and O's guy of all time. Tex Winter might have been, but Phil Jackson was not. But what Phil Jackson was a brilliant psychologist. Brilliant. He understood how to motivate people. Bill Parcells wasn't the best X's and O's guy either. But you know what he was? He understood how to motivate people. He understood how to get people going, how to light a fire under people's butts to get them to play the way he wanted them to play. That's what made him so good. Lombardi, same thing. That's what we're talking about here. You don't have to draw up the plays in a timeout for you to be a great head coach. Because so often it was, Jason Kidd's not even drawing up the plays. Prunty is. How much does Jason Kidd really know? Okay, fine. Well, maybe Prunty's better at it than Kidd. But Kidd's value to the Bucks when he was here, by the way, congratulations, contract extension with the Mavericks. Jason Kidd's benefit to the Bucks was all the other stuff that he did. Getting Giannis hooked up with Kevin Garnett to get work to do workouts. Him hooking Giannis up with Kobe Bryant after a game and having them exchange numbers and Giannis going and working out with Kobe for a summer or whatever. Him hooking up John Stockton with Giannis and this Bucks team. That was the huge benefit that they had that helped to make Giannis the great player that he was. Jason Kidd, before practice or after practice, doing like NBA history lessons with these guys. So they understood who came before him and so forth. There's a lot of benefits that he brought that may not have been X's and O's, but that these guys got down with. Then at the end, apparently he was too hard on him. It might have been hurting players' feelings, and that's why we moved on from Jason Kidd. Charlie just kind of chuckled over there. I swear to God, that was one of the things that came out. He was mean to him. He was yelling at him. Okay. Now, again, I don't go to Mavericks practices. I'm sure Jason Kidd has changed some since he coached the Milwaukee Bucks. Maybe he's not as hard on these guys as he was the Giannis and Chris Middleton teams in Milwaukee. But he definitely played a role in how good they eventually became, both of those guys. So just because, again, you're not a great in X's and O's doesn't mean you can't necessarily be a great head coach. I mean, you've had coaches, whether it be in high school or college or whatever. I'm sure you can relate to that.
Yeah. I mean, half of the battle is building a relationship with your players and finding ways to maximize their talents on and off the field. And I don't think that that's an easy thing to do. You have to be a very good coach and a very good people person, too, yes, to be able to understand all these different personalities and find ways to make them work. And for Doc Rivers to be able to do that with all these different teams, especially those Celtics teams who had a lot of big personalities, you know, the Clippers teams that had a lot of big personalities, all the way up until Philadelphia, who had a lot of big personalities. It takes
and
a lot Bede of talent.
And mm-hmm. Harden and all those people that you have to deal with. Yeah. I think that's exactly right. And you could take that and transition that just to your everyday life at your job, right? The bosses that you like are the bosses that you can relate to and understand and get down with. Not that you have to be best friends with them or anything, but that just that they're relatable. I'll give you a perfect example. In this very building where we're at, we got a new general manager in, what was it, November? And I am telling you this right now. Since that man has walked into this building, the attitude and atmosphere of this building dramatically shifted. Dramatically shifted. He came in and literally changed the attitude of everybody in a completely different direction. I know what you're saying. Well, Sparty, you're back on the air. I know you're happy. Hell yeah, I'm happy. I'm back on the air. Yes, of course. You're trying to get this thing back up and going again. So I love the man. But that besides that, though, just being in group meetings, in sales meetings, and stuff like that. He runs his meetings one way. I've experienced many others run meetings a completely different way. And you can argue who he connects with, who others connected with. But in this instance here, it's been a home run hire. An absolute home run hire. You can talk to anybody in this building. And I bet you almost every single person, if not every single person, would talk glowingly. Because of his approach to connecting with people. You were just in that meeting last week. That was your first time meeting him, right? Was that full?
Great atmosphere for a building that, you know, is trying to just get stuff going again.
Yes.
It felt like a team that's been together for the past 5 years.
And it definitely hasn't been, because there's a lot of different people and moving parts going on and so forth. But it is unbelievable. And again, that's one person that came in and by himself kind of changed the dynamic of what the feel was like in the building. Now take that and put that into a locker room, right? Or put that into a dugout or whatever. We talk about the Brewers and Pat Murphy. Pat Murphy's got a really young baseball team. I'm not going to say it's like coaching Notre Dame and coaching college baseball, because that would be insulting to professional baseball players that I'm going to say, you know, he's coaching this team like he would Notre Dame. No, not at all. But he's got to get these young guys to believe in him. And once they believe in him and are willing to run through a wall for him, that's the term you always hear, run through a wall. Run through a wall for him, how much better does that baseball team become? They don't get more talented. They all of a sudden, you know, they go from being Craig Counsell to now all of a sudden, you know, they're Hank Aaron talent-wise. That doesn't happen because you have a good coach. But the little things, playing with confidence, playing with ease, not feeling under pressure, that type of stuff, it means the world, and you play completely different when you're confident and you enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, me personally, playing in college football, it's not always easy when you're playing at Elmhurst going against North Central, but you have to be able to keep your energy up, and there's times in those games where if you are supported by your coaching staff, you can make magic happen.
I don't know anything about North Central or Elmhurst, so please do explain. North Central really good?
North Central is one of the best teams in the country in D3, okay. And Elmhurst, we weren't exactly anywhere near the top.
Right. So you were probably getting spanked then by these guys. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Every time you saw them, you're like, oh, great, here we go again.
And a good coach can really just motivate you to at least have one good drive in those games. And those are games where you don't expect to have any good drives. So you have the one good drive, and it's behind a good coach. It changes the whole attitude of a team.
So even if you get smoked, you have that drive to be like, hey, we did this. Mm-hmm. Now let's go play the rest of our schedule type
exactly.
deal. Right. It's everything. And, you know, there are some people that never get to work really for a good boss or a great boss. I've been fortunate. I've worked for several great bosses over the course of my time. And very fortunate. And not everybody can say that. Not everybody can say when they get up in the morning, they want to go to work. Most people hate going to their jobs, I think, every day, or dread going to their job. I was just talking to one of my friends over the weekend. We were by their house for a birthday party, and she was telling me she's at a different job now, and the night and day difference in how she goes about things now. She goes, I dreaded going to work every day. And she goes, now I love it. Like, I'm super excited. I can't wait to go work with my coworkers where I'm at now. And it changes your whole viewpoint. The same thing here of knowing how to do that. I think Budenholzer was very good at keeping his guys up. Sometimes they say a voice gets stale. Maybe. That could be, right? McCarthy's voice maybe got stale for the Packers over the course of time. Maybe Budenholzer got stale for that Bucs locker room over the course of time, hearing the same type of messaging, and that's why you have to make a change. Not because the coach got worse, but because there wasn't as much attachment. Well, Doc Rivers being new, we're very early in this. Now, in 5 years, maybe it'll be time for Doc to move on, you know, even if they win a championship or not. Maybe his time will just be done here, and they'll have to move on. No matter what, you don't ever move on from the Farmer's Dog dog food. That much I can tell you for certain. At least my dog doesn't want to move on from it. I know that. Vin is loving this dog food that he has. It is it's life-changing for him. I think if he could, you know, bark at you and say, oh, woof, woof, I love it. Yeah, I think he would do that. That's weird when I do that, by the way. I don't know why I want to bark on the radio. I said poops in the last hour, and now I'm barking on the radio. Farmer's Dog is changing my life right now at this point. But yeah, the dog goes crazy when it comes time to take the stuff out of the refrigerator and put it into his dish. And you answer all these questions online at the farmersdog.com website, and you know, put in age, breed of dog, how active is the dog, all these questions, and then they make your diet for you for that dog. And away you go. And I'm telling you, for me at least, for our dog, It's completely changed how he's gone about things. Not nearly as grumpy as he had been in the past. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced, and made from human-grade ingredients in safe, clean kitchens. And it's all pre-portioned. They send you a gigantic, big brown box. They have these little freezer packets and whatever in there. And it's all, you know, per week or whatever the case may be. And you de-thaw it one at a time, and then you feed the dog however much it tells you to feed the dog. When that one's out, taking it to the next one, thaw it out, and then you feed the dog again, and your dog absolutely loves you for it. Healthy, fresh, and apparently delicious, because the dog absolutely loves it. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/radio. Let the Farmer's Dog know we sent you. Click radio after you sign up for your first box. Coming up next, we'll hear from Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich. That's next here on Wisconsin Sports Daily.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Served up by Wendy's.
Welcome in. It is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. You know, we'll hear from Adam Sedovich. I was just telling Charlie. We have a girl in our family for the first time. Remember, we had her at the end of July of 22. And girls bring all kinds of different experiences to the table than boys do. Like, the things she does... None of the boys ever did anything like her, ever. Like, it's a completely different world, Charlie. You don't have kids yet, but it is a completely different world, boys versus girls. I've always heard women say, man, I wish I would have had boys. I wish I would have had boys. And it's like, what are you talking about? How different could they possibly be? We don't really had boys. How different could it possibly be? Oh, man, it's not even close. It's not even close. And they're not even, I mean, she's not even 2 yet, right? So I can't even imagine what this looks like at 5 or 8 or 12 or high school and so forth. Like, for instance, our junior, he's got prom this weekend, him and his girlfriend, right? So you spend hundreds of dollars on a suit and we still got to get him shoes and it's prom's this weekend. So you got to all spend all this money. And I'm thinking to myself, how much is a prom dress going to cost? By the time she's ready to go to prom in like 14, 15 years. Oh my God. Like, it's a whole different level, Charlie.
I have 3 sisters. So
I've watched
a lot of the the drama go down.
The craziness.
The yep.
Are they older or younger than you?
I have 2 older sisters and 1 younger sister.
Oh, so you got both sides. Mm. Oh. So you know then. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be talking to Charlie a lot, asking for ideas of how to deal with situations in the past. Charlie's dad and I may become best friends before this whole thing is said and done. Hey, man, you got to help me here, buddy. You got to tell me what to do here because I don't know. Somebody help Sparky. I just got another story told to me in the last commercial break about what happened today at the center. It just doesn't stop. It's every day there's something going on. You just pull your hair out. Okay, Adam Stanovich, Packers offensive coordinator, talked earlier today. He was the first coach to talk, I believe, for the Packers today. Again, he had the rookie camp going on and so forth. Good stuff from Adam Stanovich. Again, night and day difference when you come into camp with an offense that everybody knows what they're doing outside of a couple of rookies, right? Last year, they were teaching the entire camp. Training camp, they were teaching. Exhibition games, teaching. First few weeks of the season, still teaching because guys were still doing things wrong. And now you don't have that anymore, and things are going to be a lot more fun. All right, there he is, Adam Stanovich, part of his press conference earlier today up in Green Bay. You just listen to him talk, and I don't know how you can't be like, oh yeah, it's going to be fun this year. I can't wait. Let's get to training camp. Let me get some highlights to look at from training camp on social media. Maybe go up to training camp. Get me to some exhibition games to watch. Last year, play Jordan Love, play Jordan Love, play Jordan Love. This year, do we play Jordan Love, play Jordan Love, play Jordan Love? Or this year, do we treat it like he's a 10-year vet and he's not playing in preseason and he's going to sit around and watch? I think there's something to be said about him playing. I said the same thing when Aaron Rodgers was here. If I was them, I'd play the quarterback at least 1 quarter every game. You only get 3 games now. And once Goodell gets done with it, you're going to end up with none by the sounds of it. So if you can get him in there the first quarter of each of the 3 games, works for me. Get your starters in there as well. That's the other thing is,
Last year, you needed the rookie wide receivers and second-year wide receivers to get as much chemistry with Jordan Love as possible. Well, and the tight ends, rookie tight ends, right? So do these guys stay out there and continue to play into the second quarter when Clifford's in the game? Is that what we're going to do? Because now you're talking about guys that were valuable contributors to this team last year. That's going to be fun. See how that whole thing plays out. Also fun is Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. And I've got great news for me and Charlie. The winnings finally rolled in. Over the weekend. That's right. Paolo Boncaro, more than 24.5. He had 27. And we had Anthony Edwards on Saturday, more than 27.5. And he had 43 points. And then drew comparisons to a young Michael Jordan, which I cringe at. Please don't do that. And Anthony Edwards also said, I saw a quote today on the Sports Center Twitter. Anthony Edwards also said, please don't do that. He's the greatest to ever play. Please don't do that. It would be wise for people not to do that because you're going to kill him. You're too young probably to remember Harold Miner. Harold Miner was a guard. They called him Baby Jordan. Yeah, it was nothing even remotely close to Michael Jordan at the NBA level. Nothing close. The closest thing we've had to Michael Jordan is Kobe Bryant, right? I mean, that's the fact. That's because that dude studied and shadowed him and mimicked him and did everything to literally look and sound and play like him across the board. I don't think that's the deal with Anthony Edwards at all. It just, you know, I get how he reminds you of him. I get it, but don't put that on him, please. Okay, so here we go again. We're on Monday, so we get to start all over again and see what happens. How do we feel about Miles Turner more or less than 7.5 rebounds? I lean more.
Yeah, I think I'd lean more on that one, too.
Okay, good. We agree there. Then let's go over to points. Now, these are a little bit more interesting. Jalen Brunson, more or less than 36.5.
Just points or points, rebounds,
assists? Just points. So you're leaning less too, right?
Yeah, I'd lean less on that one.
I agree. I totally agree. So do we stay at two or do we go and try to add a third?
I think we got to get at least two in a row before we can start adding a third one. I think
we stay
with
two.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, fine with me. No complaints here. I just want to see how this all works. All right. So we have more than 7.5 rebounds for Miles Turner, less than 36.5 points for Jalen Brunson, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And the good thing is they're both in the same game, so that makes sense as well. Let's see. Submits. Successfully submitted lineup. No issues. Beautiful. So there we go. So let's see if we can make it two in a row. Now, you can do the same thing Charlie and I just did. All you have to do is download the Prize Pick app right now. Use code SPARKY, S-P-A-R-K-Y, and you get a first deposit match up to $100. That's right. Up to $100 first deposit match. That's code SPARKY on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. We'll talk about that Tom Brady roast last night coming up next. Plus, Josh Vernier, Royals insider, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, will join us at 20 after the top 20 after 4 coming up next. Lee served up by Wendy's. Welcome in. It is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. You know, we'll hear from Adam Sedovich. I was just telling Charlie. We have a girl in our family for the first time. Remember, we had her at the end of July of 22. And girls bring all kinds of different experiences to the table than boys do. Like, the things she does... None of the boys ever did anything like her, ever. Like, it's a completely different world, Charlie. You don't have kids yet, but it is a completely different world, boys versus girls. I've always heard
women say, man, I wish I would have had boys. I wish I would have had boys. And it's like, what are you talking about? How different could they possibly be? We don't really had boys. How different could it possibly be? Oh, man, it's not even close. It's not even close. And they're not even, I mean, she's not even two yet, right? So I can't even imagine what this looks like at 5 or 8 or 12 or high school and so forth. Like, for instance, our junior, he's got prom this weekend, him and his girlfriend, right? So you spend hundreds of dollars on a suit, and we still got to get him shoes, and it's prom's this weekend. So you got to all spend all this money. And I'm thinking to myself, how much is a prom dress going to cost by the time she's ready to go to prom in like 14, 15 years? Oh, my God. Like, it's a whole different level, Charlie.
I have 3 sisters. So
I've
watched a lot of the the drama go down.
The craziness.
Yep.
Are they older or younger than you?
I have 2 older sisters and 1 younger sister.
Oh, so you got both sides. Oh, so you know then. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be talking to Charlie a lot, asking for ideas of how to deal with situations in the past. Charlie's dad and I may become best friends before this whole thing is said and done. Hey, man, you got to help me here, buddy. You got to tell me what to do here because I don't know. Somebody help Sparky. I just got another story told to me in the last commercial break about what happened today at the center. It just doesn't stop. It's every day there's something going on. You just pull your hair out. Okay, Adam Stanovich, Packers offensive coordinator, talked earlier today. He was the first coach to talk, I believe, for the Packers today. Again, he had the rookie camp going on and so forth. Good stuff from Adam Stanovich. Again, night and day difference when you come into camp with an offense that everybody knows what they're doing outside of a couple of rookies, right? Last year, they were teaching the entire camp. Training camp, they were teaching. Exhibition games, teaching. First few weeks of the season, still teaching because guys were still doing things wrong. And now you don't have that anymore, and things are going to be a lot more fun. All right, there he is, Adam Stanovich, part of his press conference earlier today up in Green Bay. You just listen to him talk, and I don't know how you can't be like, oh yeah, it's going to be fun this year. I can't wait. Let's get to training camp. Let me get some highlights to look at from training camp on social media. Maybe go up to training camp. Get me to some exhibition games to watch. Last year, play Jordan Love, play Jordan Love, play Jordan Love. This year, do we play Jordan Love, play Jordan Love, play Jordan Love? Or this year, do we treat it like he's a 10-year vet and he's not playing in preseason and he's going to sit around and watch? I think there's something to be said about him playing. I said the same thing when Aaron Rodgers was here. If I was them, I'd play the quarterback at least 1 quarter every game. You only get 3 games now. And once Goodell gets done with it, you're going to end up with none by the sounds of it. So if you can get him in there the first quarter of each of the 3 games, works for me. Get your starters in there as well. That's the other thing is last year you needed the rookie wide receivers and second-year wide receivers to get as much chemistry with Jordan Love as possible. Well, and the tight ends, rookie tight ends, right? So do these guys stay out there and continue to play into the second quarter when Clifford's in the game? Is that what we're going to do? Because now you're talking about guys that were viable contributors to this team last year. That's going to be fun. See how that whole thing plays out. Also fun is Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. And I've got great news for me and Charlie. The winnings finally rolled in. The weekend. That's right. Paolo Boncaro, more than 24 and a half. He had 27. And we had Anthony Edwards on Saturday, more than 27 and a half. And he had 43 points. And then drew comparisons to a young Michael Jordan, which I cringe at. Please don't do that. And Anthony Edwards also said, I saw a quote today on the Sports Center Twitter. Anthony Edwards also said, please don't do that. He's the greatest to ever play. Please don't do that. And it would be wise for people not to do that because you're going to kill him. You're too young probably to remember Harold Miner. Harold Miner was a guard. They called him Baby Jordan. Yeah, it was nothing even remotely close to Michael Jordan at the NBA level. Nothing close. The closest thing we've had to Michael Jordan is Kobe Bryant, right? I mean, that's the fact. That's because that dude studied and shadowed him and mimicked him and did everything to literally look and sound and play like him across the board. I don't think that's the deal with Anthony Edwards at all. It just, you know, I get how he reminds you of him. I get it, but don't put that on him, please. Okay, so here we go again. We're on Monday, so we get to start all over again and see what happens. How do we feel about Miles Turner more or less than 7.5 rebounds? I lean more.
Yeah, I think I'd lean more on that one, too.
Okay, good. We agree there. Then let's go over to points. Now, these are a little bit more interesting. Jalen Brunson, more or less than 36.5.
Just points or points, rebounds,
assists? Just points. So you're leaning less too, right?
Yeah, I'd lean less on that one.
I agree. I totally agree. So do we stay at two or do we go and try to add a third?
I think we got to get at least two in a row before we can start adding a third one. I think
we stay
with
two.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, fine with me. No complaints here. I just want to see how this all works. All right. So we have more than 7.5 rebounds for Miles Turner, less than 36.5 points for Jalen Brunson, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And the good thing is they're both in the same game, so that makes sense as well. Let's see. Submits. Successfully submitted lineup. No issues. Beautiful. So there we go. So let's see if we can make it two in a row. Now, you can do the same thing Charlie and I just did. All you have to do is download the Prize Pick app right now. Use code SPARKY, S-P-A-R-K-Y, and you get a first deposit match up to $100. That's right. Up to $100 first deposit match. That's code SPARKY on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. We'll talk about that Tom Brady roast last night coming up next. Plus, Josh Vernier, Royals insider, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, will join us at 20 after the top 20 after 4 coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.